This is Eli Rothberger. Welcome to our insights to the Daf HaShavua series. We're considering Maseches Sota, Daf Gimel. The topic of today's shiur is Tumas Kohanim. It's all relative. Our Gemara, in discussing the requirements for Kinui, brings down a machlokas between Rabbi Elezer and Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishma, if Kinui is a chiyuv or Kinui, where a husband warns his wife after he sees her having yichud with somebody, is just an option, but doesn't have to go ahead and doing it. The Gemara goes on a small tangent, listing other areas where simmer machlokas is found between the two chachamim. I'd like to discuss the second one in today's shir, involving tumas kohanim, where the Gemara says lohi tamar rishus. The pasuk says, in speaking about a kohen and his sister, the pasuk says he can become tummy for her. That's an option. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Kiva omer chover. Rabbi Kiva says it's an obligation. What's the case? A kohen loses his sister, rachmana litzlan. We know kohanim are not allowed to become tummy mace. This issue refers to not only coming in direct contact with a corpse, but it means, besides like touching a mace, but even means being in the same room as a mace. However, the Torah tells us there are seven krovim for whom the Torah allows a kohen to become tummy for. These seven, parents, siblings, children, and spouses, happen to be all the people that we mourn for and the people that we're mechuyev to sit shiva for. The Gemara's discussion above centers around the kohanim. Could a kohen become tummy, that means come in contact with a relative, after one of his close relatives dies? Here's the discussion. The Gemara says, "My time with Rabbi Yishmael, I did see the moral kohanim ben Aaron v'yamarta alihem lenefesh liyitama b'yamav." Since the pasuk already says you should not become tummy, it's tircha lemichtav la yitama. Therefore, the pasuk has to say for her you can become tummy. Rabbi Kiva counters and says, "No, kim she'eru nafka." That's already learned out from a different pasuk that says that he can become tummy for his wife. La yitama lamali lechova. Telling you it's an obligation. And the discussion continues, listing different sources and understanding of the psukim. But let's take this a step further. Many times in this series, we've mentioned that it's not just what the chachamim say, but rather why they say it, as different reasons could lead to different paths, not only in the understanding of the concept, but in the halacha as well. And what exactly, in way to understand this machlokas, about whether it's optional or whether it's a chiyuv, an obligation, can be explained by the Or Sameach in Hilchos Avelus, Perek Gimel Halacha Ches, and here the Or Sameach has a lengthy discussion, and he writes, there are two possibilities as to what allows a kohen to become tummy for a relative. One hand, one can say that it's a Kein Meis Mitzvah, that a relative is like a Meis Mitzvah. What do we know? We know a Meis Mitzvah is somebody who has nobody to bury. So we're going to be saying the following, based on a discussion in a different Gemara in Maseches Yevamos. The Or Sameach comes to the conclusion that Yorshim, or those who inherit a person, are the primary people involved in the Kfura. They're the ones who are the ones we're supposed to be bearing. So therefore, since they're the ones as they're supposed to step up, they're the ones who are supposed to step up, we view them as the ones to bury, and without them, there'd be nobody else doing it. So therefore, we say the following. Considering or taking this concept of Tumas Kahuna for a mace, stemming from the fact that a relative is almost like a mace mitzvah, would be telling you this halacha is really a din in kfura. Another approach, this halacha, is that it's one more of a velus, not kfura. As lemaisa, a kohen could suffer much agmas nefesh if he can't be by the levaya, can't be near the kfura of a close relative. So therefore, we allow his relative to go bury them. Practically, the Or Sameach kira can be summed up like this. Looking at the two explanations, we view one more as a requirement and one as subjective, meaning there's a legal obligation and a concrete chiyuv to bury somebody. We cannot leave a person unburied. The din of meis mitzvah is a concrete in nature. It's easily observable and it's quantifiable. But the concept of potential agmas nefesh, that's a little bit more subjective. It's yitachin that a kohen may not necessarily have agmas nefesh, if he's told that's not the moron, that's the halacha. Now, before we think we're talking about an unsensitive person, let's think about another halacha in Hilchos Avelus. The other halacha in Hilchos Avelus is that if somebody dies within a week of Yontif, the shiv is abbreviated. Somebody could have a levaya on an erev Yontif and possibly sit shiva for an hour, and that would be the entire chiyuv. And you could say that person is heartless. He doesn't mourn for their father. He doesn't mourn for their parent. No, the halacha says this is what you're supposed to do. So it's possible that the Kohen could say, listen, I want to be Matame. I want to go to Levaya. I want to help in the Kfurah. But no, the halacha tells me I can't do it. It doesn't make me a heartless person. Other Kohanim, it might be very difficult. So in other words, this is a subjective issue. So now, if you think about it, the way that the Or Sameach points this out is you could say the following. Rabbi Akiva, who says that we're dealing with a chova, understands the whole concept as one of tuma, the allowed to be tami for krovim as one in kfura. It's a halach in kfura. It's much more of an obligation. Rabbi Yishmael, who says that we're dealing with reshus, would understand that the din is one of avelus. An interesting question comes up based on this, especially the tzad of the avelus, and that is, Rav Shlomo Zalman was once asked to paskin a case about a kohen who's a chosam. Is he permitted to become tummy for one of his relatives who died? Because we know that, just like by a Yom Tov, Sheva Brachos also pushes off the Avelus. Rav Shlomo Zalman responded that the only sefer that he found that addressed the question was called the Sefer Zakan Aaron. And in the Zakan Aaron, he found that the Kohen is not permitted to become tummy, since he's not going to be absorbing Avelus anyway. He based it on the Rambam's position, which is why Kohanim become tummy to bury relatives. The Rambam writes that the whole basis is they should be involved in the burial and mourn for him. The idea of the Avelus, kind of like the second tzad of this Hakira. Since in this case, the Kohen who's a chasam is not going to absorb Avelus till another week. He loses the reason to become tummy and therefore cannot become tummy. Shlomo Zalman happens to see the Svara, but he disagrees with it on one basis, one technicality. The technical point that Shlomo Zalman disagrees with is that Lamaisa, there's still things that are noig betzina, meaning he's usher in things like Tashra Shemitah and so on. So it's not that his Avelus is completely negated, let's say what we have by Yontif, his Avelus is suspended. But in fact, that would go ahead and require the Kohen, to go ahead and be Matami. This Shaila only comes up if you say the whole issue is of Tumas Krovim is one of Avelus. If you say the whole thing is about burying, and there's nobody else to bury, then of course it's not going to be an issue. Well, I shouldn't say that. Either we'll be the burying, because that would make it a Meis Mitzvah. No, the whole idea of burying, so then, really the issue wouldn't come up. To further prove this, let's go ahead and let's take a case that's brought down in Tosfos. And Tosfos, on Daf Gimel, writes that the nafkamina between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael is, amongst other things, la'osek b'mitzvah. What do we mean? You have a kohen that's involved in burying a parent, and then another mitzvah like davening comes up. If you want to say there's a chiyuv to be matayim for the parent, then for sure he must continue to bury the parent and not stop for the davening. Not stuff for the mitzvah, the kriya shema, or the tefillah. But if tumas krovim is optional, then you stop the kfura, you daven, and then you get back to what you're doing. Okay? Now, the truth is, this Tosfos does need some clarification. It's monafshah. If the relative had nobody to bury him, then he's the meis mitzvah, and everybody's mechuyav to become tummy, even a kohen. If there are other people to bury him, then why do we say there's a chova to do so? By Yisrael as well. One need not become tummy to bury a relative when there are others to do so. So the Maharsha explains that the question between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael is not whether one is obligated or one is optional, but rather, once it's done, how do we view the status of a kohen who's metami for a mis? Do we say he's mekayim a chova, or do you say he's mekayim a rishus? Meaning, if you're going to be saying that he's engaged in an obligation, so if he's engaged in an obligation, okay, so then that would fall to the side of that any mitzvah that comes at the same time would fall in the side of the kfura. But if you're going to go ahead and tell me that it's a rishus, meaning, all right, he's going to be doing it, but the chiyuv, the mitzvah that he's involved in, is of a much less obligation than another mitzvah, and that would play second fiddle. Such a similar machlokas comes up later on in Maseches Sota when they're dealing about a war of expansion, a proactive war that Klal Yisrael is involved in. Again, there's a machlokas later on in the 8th parak as to whether such a thing is called a rishus or whether such a thing is called a mitzvah. This whole idea that we were talking about, that again, what we were saying before, whether it's Kvura or whether it is because of Avelis, either way, in this case, we're going to be saying that the Machlokas is, or the Nafkamina is going to be, whether it pushes off another mitzvah or not. So again, according to Rabbi Akiva, since we view it right now as a Kiyum of a Chova, so then yes, it's strong enough to push off another mitzvah. According to Rabbi Yishmael, who says it's a Kiyum of a Rishus, it's not going to be strong enough to put off another Mishnah. As far as the Halacha goes, Shulchan Aruch in Yerideya says, Kol ha-meisim urim b'parsha shekoi metame lehem mitzvah sheyetame lehem v'im lo ratza metame l'so bar korcho echad ha-ish ve'echad ha-isha. Well, this would tell you that it really is a chova, because, again, for something that's a rishus, we wouldn't be mitami somebody bal karcho. This happens to be another issue that Tosos brings up as a nafkamina, and that would be the tamosa bal karcho. So you see definitely that if a person doesn't want to bury, like a case that Tosos brings down where a certain Kohen did not want to go ahead and bury his sister in Erev Pesach because he don't want to miss the chance of offering the Karban Pesach, they're in Mitami him. So therefore we see right now that clearly Tosos Paskins like Rabbi Akiva, one of the reasons that we give, that there was Mechaber Paskins like Rabbi Akiva, one of the reasons always we say is because Halachic Rabbi Akiva Mechavero. Just one other question that does comes up is, what is the nature of this heter? Do we say that it applies only to the Kvur itself, such as burying or bringing an aron and tachrichin, or do we say that it applies to all areas of Avelis, even those not necessarily related to the Kvura? In other words, the issue here is, how do we find the halacha which allows a kohen to become tummy for a karov? Do we say two possibilities? One could be that, you know, really, there's an isser, but we push off the isser to allow for the burying. That would be what we call dechuya. It's pushed off. On the other hand, there's another concept called hutra, meaning it's been totally absolved and we don't have another isser as well. So the whole shayla is, do we say hutra or do you say dechuya? Happens to be, the Ramah writes, the Mechaber brings down both shitos and say, kol elu shemetamalim afilu shelo l'tzorech v'yeshamrim davka l'tzorech, and the Ramah brings down that really you should be machmir. However, the Piskei Tshuva does bring down that there is reason to be mekel, because in case a need comes up for the tzorech, so we spoke about the actual burying, we want to have him on standby. So therefore, the Piskei Tshuva says that in such a case, it is allowed. Kol Tov, have a wonderful week.